Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox,
exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee, the late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
And it's duty to a king or to a creed. Protecting what he feels is
what
right.
What is this absolute horse manure? What a terrible, terrible...
It takes every kind of people.
A terrible, terrible start to the show, guys, and I can only apologise. We need something a bit more... This is what we need. There we go. Now the vibe. Keep it up is what they shout at me when I'm having sex these days. Keep it up! I can only do it if there's an audience watching and applauding. 0344 499 1000 is the phone number. We're making it difficult for ourselves tonight. This morning I was sat at my computer and I was fueled by rocket fuel. This coffee, I bought a cafetier, and I've been making fresh coffee. You got a little bit of that between your teeth. I don't know if it's a hair or something. You got a little something there.
No, it's not hair.
Okay.
I think it's I've had some of that fancy seeded bread.
Do me a favour. If you just talk into the microphone.
I think it's the wrong way round.
No.
Or it's dead low.
No, it's low. Just put it up. Hang on.
No, I mean, it's quiet.
There we go.
It's quieter than my face, is what I'm saying.
No, it's fine. So I was fueled by this rocket fuel today. And also, I was up last night having a row with Amazon on the phone, because they phone you at any time of the day, right? I ordered some coat hangers. Hang on a minute. So I ordered some coat hangers. And then last night on the show, you would have heard this, in the dying moments of the show, the dying moments of my career, I thought, I've not had those coat hangers that I ordered ages ago. And I've got Amazon Prime, so they should have come last week. So I went to my Amazon list while Paul Ross was setting up, coming in and telling us what was on his show. And I noticed that the coat hangers had apparently been delivered to my safe place on Thursday of last week. What the heck? So I went home last night and I'm there looking up my safe place. Couldn't find it. So I said, right, well, we're not having this. So I emailed, I contacted the guys and the gals at Amazon, and I said, whoa, what's going on? And the guy said, oh, well, and it said, the tracking said, this is such a boring start to a show, but since the Arias screwed me up the ass, I'm just going to give you, you obviously want boring. That's all the people that were in that category that we won last year. So you guys want boring, you're going to get boring, right? Jeez. So you're going to get a boring opening monologue instead of a powerful monologue from a man who's nearly divorced about how sad it was having to take my kids home on Sunday evening after having them for the weekend and how it was like a really horrible day. Instead of that, you're going to get the thing about my coat hangers that didn't arrive.
Okay, so take us back to the safe place.
So I went to the safe place. Weren't there. This is like 2:30 in the morning I'm doing, and I live in the countryside. It was dark, so I was doing it by touch. That is the right way round.
Well, why do I... Is it my headphones that are crap then? Because I sound like I'm down a tunnel.
That's just your voice. You are down a tunnel.
I think they turned it down because it was Sarah Khan's mic.
Oh, was that a bit of a biatch?
No. It's just it got a bit heated with her and Alistair Campbell.
It did, didn't it? Please let me tell this thing about coat hangers, because this is what the kids want to hear. This is why this show is the most listened to late night phone-in show in Great Britain, right? Because of these kind of real life stories. And anyway, only new people can call in tonight. Let's get that out there. 0344 499 1000. When I say new, I mean people that have never called before. None of this new and newish nonsense.
If you've called like three times, you can call in. If you haven't called me for like 10 years, you can go,
screw you. I want people that have never called in before. And I'm in a good mood tonight. So you're all right, okay? And if no one calls in, no one calls in. So I couldn't find the coat hangers in the safe place. So I went, I got in, I messaged Amazon. They phoned you back immediately. And this guy said, yeah, what's the problem? I said, my thing hasn't come, and the tracking says it was delivered to my safe place, but it wasn't. Here's the thing. I live at number two. I can say I live at number two. That's not giving away too much, right? But it's not number two in the street. There are lots of little farms. Don't live on, yes, I do. There are lots of little farms on the street. And some of them, there's lots of ones and twos and ones and twos on the same street, right? So my reckoning is that there are, it's gone somewhere. So I said, it's the tracking has gone, but I think it's gone to the wrong place. What a boring start to the show. It's so boring.
Get to the meat, for God's
what?
Sake.
There is no meat in this story. Let me tell you now. I'll tell you now, dear listener. This is a bread and butter sandwich, right? There is no meat. In fact, there's not even butter. I've had to use Tesco own brand mayonnaise instead of butter to make this sandwich. And it's not even two slices of white bread. It's the crust of a white loaf. It's all I've got left. And I've buttered it with Tesco own brand mayonnaise and I've folded it over. And I'm giving that's the meal I'm offering you at the start of the show. There is no meat. There is nothing of any worth in this story. I tell you now, you think the beginning, and we're approaching the middle. You think the beginning and the approach of the middle of the story is dull. You wait till you get to the, I'm going to use this term very loosely, payoff. Seriously, I'll tell you the ending now. The ending is they refunded me. There's an epilogue. The epilogue is I woke up and thought that maybe they were delivered and I've hidden them somewhere and I couldn't find them. So the ending of the story is they refunded me fully last night. And the epilogue is I woke up and thought maybe they did deliver it. So I went and looked and I couldn't find it. So let's go back a little bit. Let's go back in time. A little recap for everybody.
Oh, God.
We're on air last night. Suddenly I remember the coat hangers I ordered last week. Paul Ross came in and told us what was on his show. Just in case you just tuned in, this is where we are.
Oh, please, no.
This is where we are, okay? For those people who have just tuned in, okay? It's new callers only tonight. Brand new callers, 0344. 499-1000, right? So, where were we? Right, okay, yes. So, as Paul Ross came in last night, I thought, well, those coat hangers that I ordered. Bear in mind, the ending to this story is they refunded me totally.
Why did Paul Ross make you think of hangers?
Because he looks the sort. He looks the sort. And the epilogue is I woke up and I thought that I had had them delivered and I looked and I hadn't. I couldn't find them anyway. So, here is the story. So Paul Ross came in and suddenly I was reminded of coat hangers and the coat hangers I ordered last week. And because I live at, there are lots of number twos in my street. Not like that. I don't live in Slough anymore. Lots of number twos. Actually, there's loads of number twos in my street. That's nuts. How is anybody supposed to know which one is my number two? I'm going to get a sign. A blue plaque.
Ian's number two.
A blue plaque. Comedy legend. Radio genius, bête noir of John Gaunt lives here.
You can get blue plaques.
Yeah, I know you can.
Made up.
I've seen them.
I've got one on our playhouse.
Oh, God, how common. What have your kids ever done? What have they done to deserve a blue plaque? What have they done to deserve a blue plaque?
Tell you what those kids have done. They've raised the gene pool's game by several levels.
That was my Tony Hancock impression. What have they ever done for you? Not bad. There's something... A pint? That's a bloody armful. That's not bad.
That is not bad.
He wouldn't say bloody, though. Right. So, recap for those who've just tuned in. Rewind.
Oh, God, no, please, no.
Rewind. So, moved in. In fact, let's go back even further. So
there's a tree somewhere that's been cut down and shaped into how many a pack of what?
Not that side of the story, my side of the story.
Okay.
So I'm getting divorced. Let's go back in further. So I got married, right? And we had two kids and it didn't quite work out. So I got divorced. So the last 2 years, I'm going to fast forward a bit actually because I went back too far. the last 2 years I've been living in a room, just a room, and I kind of shut myself down. I put myself in self-imposed purgatory. I shut down. And all I was doing the radio show and going back and I'm going to be honest, knocking them out and then coming back here. And that was all I was doing for 2 years. Finally,
I thought there was a funny smell in there.
The divorce is finally, maybe by Christmas, and a little bit of, you know, cashing in all my savings, borrowing a bit of money here, getting a mortgage bigger than I can afford. I bought this farm, and I got a wardrobe as part of the house.
Came with wardrobes, fancy.
Well, no, I had to buy the wardrobes off her. I had to buy the piano, the wardrobe, the fungus-filled washing machine, the fridge, and something. Oh, a table, dining table. 500 quid, the lot. Beautiful. The house was significantly. Let me just say, add three noughts to the house, and you're getting there. You've totally made me lose my train of thought. Right.
Oh, I have. Take us right back.
So,
then.
I did buy some coat hangers, and they arrived, okay? And I got those and I hung my clothes up. But I still got a few clothes that aren't hung up. The wardrobe is full, but I can use the wardrobe in my kids' room because they don't need to use it. So I ordered some more coat hangers. And I ordered them last week. And I forgot about them. And then Paul Ross came into the show last night. And I was suddenly, I don't know why, it's strange the way the brain works. I was reminded of the coat hangers. I thought, those coat hangers are, because I've been ordering a lot of stuff online and you kind of forget what you've been ordering and stuff comes and whatever. I ordered a capo on Sunday.
Oh my God, just tell us about the hangers.
I'm getting there. I ordered a capo on Sunday and it came.
It's called a capo.
On Sunday. Could you sort that camera out? Because that's too close. That's too close. I tell you what, let's do the ads. We'll come back. We'll set this up properly. We'll tell this story properly, and then we'll begin the show. 0344 4, that's too far. 03, that's it. 344 499 1000. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee
on Talk Radio.
03444991000. Brand new callers only, please. You must never have called us ever, is the thing. So, last week, I ordered some coat hangers. Okay? I've got some coat hangers, but they've still got plenty of clothes. Got a lot of clothes. Could probably get rid of some of them, and I might do that, actually. In fact, we found one of those clothes bins the other day. Me and the boys, you know, you put the clothes in for the charity. My boy said, have you got any old clothes? I said, why? We could put them in there. I said, well, sure, whatever. So anyway, I ordered some coat hangers last week. Forgot about them until last night when Paul Ross came in to talk about his show that starts at 1 o'clock on Talk Radio. And I was reminded of the coat hangers. Actually, I think I was reminded of the coat hangers a bit before he came in. Wonder if there's any way of getting. No. Can someone get the audio from last night, the end of last night's show? I'm asking you, dear listener. Can someone get the audio from the end of last night's show to find out exactly at what point?
I've got it here. If you're really that fussed.
Have you? Mm. Oh, let's hear it.
Hang on.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said when you got it here, you
it's
actually
in my
had
computer.
It there.
I'll
right.
Have to fish
okay.
It out.
Okay. I've got loads of stuff in my computer. Doesn't mean I've got it there. Just you know, it's just you know, it's
don't
not helpful.
Don't get narky about it. It's not me.
Not
it's
getting
lost
narky.
Hangers.
Not getting narky. And I've not lost any hangers. Amazon have.
Oh.
And that's the point. Bearing in mind, the end of this story, the money gets refunded fully. The epilogue is I wake up in the morning thinking maybe I did have the coat hangers delivered. Perhaps I remembered it. I started looking around the house, couldn't find them. 03444991000. So, no, go back before that.
It is going to happen. It's a great story.
As well, so you can look in the mirror and watch yourself.
This is last night's show you're listening to.
Lots of other things. The dance, it starts with dancing.
Yeah. You're listening to
dancing, looking in the mirror at yourself. Was it then?
No, just keep, just play it.
Yes. Well, it could be it, horizontal also.
Have you got a partner? Many
dance partner.
She said parter. She said parter. I don't want her phone in tonight.
Uno, I do it on my own.
Uno.
That would make a good Logan, though.
I'm a dance
anyway.
Don't push it. I can pass Brixton on the way home.
I did go around
this
there.
This is actually like sordid.
I did go around there and we did dance. We danced the dance of love.
God.
And really
the tango.
It's usually two blokes dance a tango.
Not where I come from, mate. I don't disapprove of it, but it's not normal.
About exercising, I was going to give you a suggestion.
Here we go. Hello. Hello there, line one.
Hello, it's James again. I've got cut off. I don't
You're listening to last night's show.
There's no mention of hangers. I thought you'd lost the talk about the hangers. Never mind the actual hangers.
I'm very zen about the hangers. You're the one that's getting angry now.
And then you can go away and learn it.
This is a good
bit. This is the last night show you're listening to.
This is the
As if you're going to listen to this and be able to play it.
But I know it. I know the sound.
Oh, you know it?
Yeah. I'll bring my guitar in tomorrow and I'll play it for you.
Oh, you never.
Line two, you're on the wireless.
Oh, Cass.
Hi.
I was wondering when you're going to do the show when you're around?
Pause, this is the best
pause it.
Right, you're an idiot.
Pause that, because that guy's a pussy, and I'll tell you why. He tweeted me, Ian, I hope you know that when I phoned in to say that I really like Kath, it was a joke, and really I think you're brilliant. And man up. Man up, Snowflake. Man up. You're blocked on Twitter, because you should have had the courage of your convictions. You've shown yourself to be the coward that I thought you were. Press play.
Idiot.
Where, is the coat hanger bit?
Hi.
This is, hello, then this one. Is just you chatting that poor woman up.
Hi, Amanda from Brixton.
Amanda from Brixton.
Well, you just played this bit. Why
I've
did
gone
you?
Back further.
Why did you go back further? Why is the point?
Because I knew how that was going to end, and it ends in you propositioning
go
some
to
poor,
the
probably vulnerable woman.
Go. Why? Go forward.
Here we go. I've got it. It was back.
What kind? Wooden ones.
Wooden ones.
Here we go.
On YouTube. I can't be bothered. And that's the problem with me trying to get fit.
Here we go. I bought a
yoga
mat.
I'm lying in bed going, you should get up for a run. I thought, well,
bought a yoga mat.
I could stay in bed for another half an hour and then get up and go to work.
You're listening to last night's show.
One of the shopping channels and get yourself like a home gym.
Oh, runner. I'm going to pay someone to run for me. Well, I bought a yoga mat.
Bad idea.
And
you've got to lie on it.
Ding! Coat hangers.
Well, you lie on it first and then you do some stretches.
Well, I bought a yoga mat and I'm because someone said, you don't need to go to yoga classes. You can do it on YouTube. But I don't think that can be safe.
No.
To do it on YouTube. I don't think that's necessary.
This is last night's show you're listening to. We're in for a ding.
Anything more strenuous than a bit of downward dog in it.
Downward dogging. I got the joke. Filth.
Right. So I ordered some coat hangers.
Ding. Stop the clock. What time was that? How long was the show?
That was like, let me see, about 7 minutes before the end of
so
the show.
So before Paul Ross came in?
Yeah.
Well, in that case, I apologise. I've libelled Paul Ross and somehow I've got Paul Ross into this mess and it was no need for him. He's in enough messes of his own.
It was the yoga mat.
He's been in enough messes of his own. He doesn't need to be involved in this mess.
No.
So apologies to Paul. I take that back, sir. So anyway, a few minutes before Paul Ross came in. So here we go. So this is the story. Bearing in mind I live in a street that's got lots of twos in, the end of the story I get a full refund and the epilogue is I wake up and I think that maybe it was, I remember it being delivered. So I look around the house and I can't find it. So it probably wasn't. So about 7 minutes before the end of last night's show, we're talking about the yoga mat that I ordered. And then I remember, a yoga mat, I ordered, was there something? Oh, flipping heck. The coat hangers, wooden. They're wooden coat hangers, nice ones, classy. The kind of ones that they hang coats on in Marks and Spencers, but they don't give you for free. Trust me, I've tried. So when Paul Ross came in, or as the show was ending, and we don't need to go into specifics about that, I then went onto my Amazon account and I was looking to see what's going on here? Where are they? Anyway, it says ordered, delivered. Delivered on Thursday. You're right.
Fine.
Delivered on Thursday. I'm thinking, what? Thursday last week? It's Monday. It was Monday yesterday. What's that? Well, that doesn't make... I know I was at the safe place on Saturday because we got the bikes out. And what is going on here? I just do not understand what is going on. This is crazy.
Oh God, will you please make this stop?
This is absolutely crazy. The only thing that make it stop is a phone call, 0344-499-1000, so it's their fault.
Please, please.
God, this is insane. This is literally insane. This is literally surreal. So I get home. Get home at 2:30. Very late. Dark, no street lights. Hey, can I play you a bit of a Neil Diamond song I heard, right? Listen to the lyrics to this, right?
Is it about coat hangers?
No. Have a listen to this. It's a great song, but there's two lines that come pretty close to each other. You think, a bit fruity, Neil? Here we go. Have a listen to this. And I'd like to know your thoughts on his description of how to sing this song.
Pick me a tune.
Pick me a tune?
Mm-hmm. That means tune.
He's got a very specific way of singing it, though.
Sing it like a black man.
Okay,
now,
right. I don't know what that means.
It means sing it like a black man. Like Jim Davidson.
No, I don't mean that.
Now, he's talking about something in the middle eight. Oh, what is it? Oh,
talking about round, brown ladies.
He's talking about round, brown ladies. While he's singing it like a black man. He's a white Jewish kid from Brooklyn in New York City. This is my project, right? I'm going to put together a very convincing argument that Neil Diamond is a massive racist. Because there's plenty of evidence.
I don't think he's a massive racist. I think he really wants to be...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
...as cool as the, you know, as the black singers.
I don't think he is a massive racist, but I reckon... I can put together a really convincing argument that he is a massive racist, including the scene in The Jazz Singer where he blacks up, but he forgets to black up his hands and he starts clapping. They're playing in an exclusively black club and a black man says, "Hey, hey, that ain't no brother. That's a white boy. A white boy." Kicks off. I'm gonna do that. That's my project. I'm going to put together a very convincing argument that Neil Diamond's a racist. And we'll do that. So...
Oh, no, please.
Let's go to Claire first, and then we'll carry on with the coat hanger story. Good evening, Claire.
Hello.
Hello, Claire. First-time caller?
Yep, first-time caller.
Yes!
Been listening ever since the station started.
Oh, look at you. Do you not go out and breathe? Do you not walk? Do you not have a life?
Not really.
Good.
I have an autistic son who hasn't had a school place for 2 years.
No!
So I've been with him... all day, every day.
Okay, so your life is different, but you still got a life. You got a great boy.
Well, yeah, it's weird though because he started school for the first time in 2 years in 2 weeks ago.
Ooh, how did that feel for you? Let's talk about him in a second. But how did that feel for you?
Weird, because now I need to do something and I don't know what else to do.
So how come he didn't have a place for 2 years?
Unfortunately, he got excluded from mainstream.
Uh-oh.
And at the age of 6.
Yes.
And then there was no schools with places.
Now, he got excluded. Was that a behavioural thing?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
He threw chairs and
what?
Stuff.
He's a chair thrower.
Yeah.
And is that... did you say he's ADHD? Or autistic?
But also being assessed for ADHD as well.
Okay. Now, this, I might sound a bit clumsy and like a dinosaur, but I'm coming from a good place. It was his behaviour specifically linked with his autism, or was it, could it just be put down to naughtiness? Aside, not disputing that he's got autism. That,
yeah.
I tell you why I'm asking that. Once I had to interview the guy that won Big Brother that had Tourette's,
Pete.
Right?
Yeah.
Pete. right? And you could, and we said it was an online radio thing, but we said, look, it's going to be some bad language because he's got Tourette's, right? But talking to him, you could tell when it was a Tourette's swear or when it was just him being a bit lazy and swearing. And I had to say, look, Pete, if it's a swear you can't control, that's fine, but please don't just swear because you're swearing. And so that's why I'm asking that question, Claire.
Well, he was full-time at like nursery and reception, and he'd got 100% attendance. And then year one started where they sit down a lot more and do a lot more writing. And he didn't have one-to-one, so when he got confused and frustrated because he wasn't getting understanding what was happening, I think it manifested then into aggression and, well, not quite attention, but it was all to do with him an anxiety of not understanding what's going on.
He was frustrated, and that was the only way he knew to express his frustration was by chucking chairs.
The problem was once he got excluded and came back, it became a habit. He knew it was a way to get home.
Okay.
So there was a combination. There is the autistic behaviour and the frustration.
Yeah.
And then there's also knowing.
Because he's also a clever, you know, six-year-old. And six-year-olds learn that whether autistic or not, that if they do something and, I don't know, it gets them closer to mum or it gets them home to watch telly or it gets them into their comfortable bedroom, then, oh, hang on a minute, if I do this, I get to hang out with mum all day. This is awesome. I'm going to do this more.
And he had mixed feelings because he didn't want to come home once he was sent home. And he was in tears about that. But this new school is an autism school.
Okay.
And he threw the chair again last week, and they dealt with it. They did call us, and he went straight back into class, and he's happy. And I think it was almost to test them.
Oh, and they beat. I don't mean they physically beat him, but they won that battle of. Maybe they do. I don't know. I don't know how you deal with autistic
they put
children.
Him in a sensory room where they had lots of lights and calming stuff, which he wouldn't have had in mainstream.
Yeah,
and it calmed him down. He realised he wasn't in trouble, and then he just went back.
It's partly understanding, you know, the different responses that autism brings. You know, the different things that autism brings with it, because every autistic person is different. And also, you know, if my kids were at a school and someone was chucking chairs around, I'd be a little bit concerned, you know, what was going on.
And my biggest fear was actually more for the other children than him. And we were never told if anyone got hurt, but we could always tell that once the kids had started telling their parents, that parent would no longer speak to us. I do get it if it was my, you know.
Yeah. I can see, because I'm not involved, I can see both sides of the story.
Yeah.
So you had him at home for 2 years because there wasn't a place in a school that could deal with him?
No, in an area where they're all full up.
Of course they are, man.
Because obviously trying to transfer him from once he's got mainstream rather than going in at reception. So most of the schools where they've got like 6 to 8 kids were full up.
All right.
So a brand new school opened out of area.
Yeah.
So they couldn't say they were full, so we got him in there.
How far out of area?
13 miles. So not as bad as some families have to transport their children to specialist schools, but we have to take him because there's no transport.
Oh, yeah, no, we know about this. When me and Kath were doing the local radio, we talked about this the other week. Penn School in near Beaconsfield, I guess it is. Which was a school for very challenged pupils, you know, with some very severe disabilities. They closed down. Some people had to send their kids like hundreds of miles away to residential schools. How is that a thing?
Well, that's why we waited 2 years, because we didn't really want, especially at the age of 6 and 7, we didn't want to do that. And we didn't feel it was right for my son. I mean, it's worked for quite a few kids, but I would have thought, I might have considered it when he was a bit older.
Yeah.
But we're lucky that we hung in there.
What did you do for 2 years then? Just like watch movies and play PlayStation, I'm hoping, if you're a responsible mum.
Yeah, well, I mean, he loves Nintendo stuff. So but what we did is a lot of learning sort of based around what he likes. So maths, you know, if we put Mario or Pokemon involved in it. But we went to a lot of work.
Paw Patrol? That's the kind of Paw Patrol age, and it's six, seven?
Well, he's still to be honest, he's likes like Nintendo stuff mainly, good, but he's good. Very much into CBeebies still.
Paw Patrol, Ganges on the double. Paw Patrol.
I think you like Paw Patrol.
Well, that would be better, but I mean, it's maybe in the Night Garden that he likes.
And in Night Gardens, that's with the Winky Wack. No, the Wibbly. Sorry, that's with the Wibbly Wobbly. The Ninky Nonks.
The Pinky Ponk.
Teletubbies. We also had to go through that as well.
Paw Patrol is a terrible, terrible program. It's this island where it's humans. Well, it's humans, but like the local police and air force and ambulance and fire service is run by a boy, and it's staffed by pups, by puppies, who each got like special machines. So if there's an emergency, they phone this boy up, who like it could be like the clumsy sailor could be drowning again. Don't know, he's in the wrong profession, and so they'll phone up the boy, and the boy will then like CB radio the dogs. And the dogs then drive vehicles and fly and they go and rescue him. The dogs go and rescue him. And here's the thing, right? So I've watched every episode of Paw Patrol a million times. And then one day, I was on like an aeroplane or something, or somewhere, maybe I was in Greece actually, and we're watching Paw Patrol. They had American accents. It's an American program which they dub over here. So, hey man, we got to go over there and save the sailor. What the heck are you talking about, boy? Coat hangers? So he went 2 weeks ago. What as a mum, did you drop him off or was he collected?
We have to take him. At the moment, he's only meant to be doing 2 hours a day, but he's very good at actually rationalising how he feels. And he said, that I don't want to travel a long way, so I want to stay till lunch.
Yeah.
So this is the first week he stayed right up to lunch.
First time you dropped him off and then drove back, what were you feeling in your heart?
No, well, we just hang around supermarkets at the moment.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Rather than come back, but he does the whole day, we will.
Yeah, and how are you going to then... and he's cool with it, he's enjoying it so far.
Yeah, I mean, he runs in, he's got to wait for a certain a special friend to go in at the same time, so if they're ever away, we're going to have problems.
Oh,
so he won't go in without them.
So I guess the question for you is then when he does do full days, what are you going to do? Are you going to go and sleep? Are you going to go and go and watch movies? Are you going to have an affair? Are you going to learn a new skill?
No, I won't have an affair, just in case my husband's listening.
Just in case her husband's listening. That's not
on the to-do list.
That's not ruling it out. Claire's a naughty lady. And why not? She's worked hard these last few years. She deserves a break.
It's time for some me time.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. But I did buy a cinema card, so I will be sitting in the cinema.
Oh, good for you, man. Good for you. Well, that's a nice thing to do.
And I'm trying to look for work, but I haven't got a job at the moment, but I have applied to be an elf. Over Christmas.
Did she just say she's applied to be an elf?
She did, wow. Yeah.
How tall are you?
5'7". I might have to...
you can't be an elf at 5'7".
Why are you saying I'm tiny?
Yeah, well...
You called me a hobbit, Claire, and I'm 5'6".
She says she's 5'6". That's bullshine. I thought...
I have elf selection process to go to next week.
I suppose if we're truly living in an equal opportunities world, they can't refuse you a job as an elf based on your height.
Yeah, I could just be tall, yeah.
Or there could be a backlash by the elf community saying we only want elves playing elves here. That would be awesome, man. I've often wanted, and I volunteered once at like a nursery party, when my kids were in nursery, because their Father Christmas dropped out, and I volunteered, but then someone else had volunteered. I'd love to be a Father Christmas.
Told you about when my mum was Father Christmas.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Father Christmas got detained, so she had to do it instead for her nursery.
Yeah.
And my mum's a flipping idiot.
She would be a good elf.
She's tiny anyway, right? So she did the suit and everything, put the wig on, put the beard on, but then she thought, oh, I look too girly. So she got Tippex on her eyelashes. And did her eyelashes all like, and I was like, Mum, you could blind yourself. Yeah. What are you doing? She went, I don't want them knowing it's me. And then, but on the way to the nursery, she had to drop my dad off at the station.
Was she dressed up as Father Christmas?
She was dressed up as Father Christmas. And as he went, she gave him a kiss and then looked across at the next car, and there was a kid in the back of the car, like,
I saw Daddy kissing Santa Claus.
And I have to be careful as well, because my son. Heard me talking about it, And so we've had to explain, I am a helper.
Yeah. There's because we all know Father Christmas is real, but he's so busy that they have to send out lots of Father Christmas helpers and elf helpers. I feel compelled to say something, and I hope no one is offended at this, but I feel I have to say it, because if I don't, then I'm not doing my job. But let's make sure you don't get held back by elf and safety. That's not me. I just felt a compulsion to say that. I had to say that.
Just couldn't help you, elf.
So I'm working on the same station as Matthew Wright. So that kind of stuff just comes out naturally.
Stuck to the chair.
And I've got to make sure that if I do get it, that I'm not one of those bad Santa type of elves Jingle All The Way type of elves. I've got to be like, I don't know, buddy.
Yeah, don't drink. Yeah. Don't drink, don't take drugs. Those are my kind of thing. Can I ask you, Claire, what coat hangers do you have?
Oh, God, really?
I've not finished the story.
I have wooden ones and I have padded ones.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a girl thing, the padded thing, because the padded ones don't do anything for me.
I just put like coats and big stuff on.
Yeah, for me it's the wooden ones. The wooden ones are classy. I feel like I'm very decadent buying wood, because I've had like those crappy little wire coat hangers forever.
And then they start bending.
They're useless. And if you put like heavy trousers on. Yeah. Dense trousers. They just sag in the middle.
It's no way to live, Ian.
So wooden coat hangers. But I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show, Claire. Basically, last week I ordered some coat hangers, and about 7 minutes to one this morning, I realised the coat hangers hadn't arrived. So during the show, I checked online to see what had happened to them, and it said, and this is insane. This is literally insane, Claire. It said they'd been delivered last Thursday to my safe place.
I've had that happen before. There must be like loads of safe places with piles of parcels.
And also, here's the thing, Amazon. Sometimes the safe, if it comes from DPD, it goes to the safe place because Craig is my DPD delivery driver. He's a fan of the show and he understands how to read where to put things. But sometimes Amazon, the man who runs it is a multi-billionaire. He won't be when I punch him in the nose.
What?
Sometimes they deliver stuff to my next-door neighbour, who is an elderly woman. An elderly woman. And I have to go, that's not my safe... She's not my safe place. Anyway, so I checked last night about 2:30 in the dark, Claire. They were not in my safe place. So here's the thing, and I'll tell you the end of the story now, so you don't get your hopes
up.
They give me a full refund. And then the epilogue is, in the morning, I woke up and I thought, maybe they were delivered. I remember it now. And I go and look and I can't find them. But here's the thing, Claire. I get online about 2:30 and I've got a cob on. I was going to make a rude joke then about sitting in front of a computer at 2:30 with a cob on, but I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Because this is a serious issue, Claire.
Yeah, it is. I understand how annoying this is.
Really? Yeah, well, Kat's feeling it. And I wish she wouldn't. It's all right. If a bloke feels it, it's sexual harassment. If a woman feels it, it's just a bit of naughty fun. It's got quite lavatorial since you came on, Claire, and I'm going to remember.
No, I'm sorry. I have this effect.
So here's the thing, right? So you message, and I couldn't find the thing, so I had to Google contact Amazon. It's not clearly found on their home pages, and that's something I want to raise with them.
I don't want to hear this story.
It's something I want to raise with them, actually. You're looking in your accounts, and also, so you look in your accounts. This is the thing that got me. I'm there for 20 minutes. Accounts, orders, coat hangers, right? And it says it's been delivered. So there's no button to say track package, because you track it and it says delivered Thursday. There's no button to say where's my... All you can say is, I want to return it. Well, I can't return it because I've not got it. That's it, right? It's not. It's like, I want to return it. The item is not as described. It's damaged. There is no item. There's no button for this, right? How do you get your coat hangers?
Oh, God, really? Can you stop saying hangers?
Do you get them when you buy things or do you order them?
I used to, but we've just moved and we had to have more coat hangers for some unknown reason, so we... got them from a really well-known store full of furniture that's blue and yellow.
IKEA.
Yeah.
My friend's nan used to call it IKEA and we'd laugh. But then it turns out that's how you pronounce it. IKEA. That's how you pronounce it.
We've Yeah, it's like we've got a Dacia car, but yep. I always thought it was called Dacia.
Dacia, I know.
Until I've heard the advert.
Yeah, which is great. Claire, listen, I'm going to let you go. But best of luck to your boy. I hope everything turns out well and you enjoy your movies.
Yeah. Oh, I went to see Predator as well, and I walked out. It's the first time I've done that
ever. Oh, no, it was a good move.
What a load of old crap that film was.
Even with a cinema card, I went, I can't.
Well, the cinema card means you're kind of getting it for free. We paid money.
Yeah, the annoying thing is when the staff don't put the lights off and you have to start doing the staff's job for them because you've been there so often and switch the lights off. And...
Oh, what, you go and switch the lights off yourself?
Yeah, well, they leave the cleaning lights on. I know where they are because it's easier than trying to find
Claire's
no
such
staff.
A mum. I love it.
Well, just switch it off.
And, Claire, nice to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed. Although I've got to be honest, I think you brought the conversation below the belt, and this is definitely an above-the-belt conversation. We'll carry on with the coat hanger story
please,
in a bit.
No.
We've got Stan, 03444991000. Brand new callers only tonight. It really is a thrilling show. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Coat Hanger Boyle on Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.